Hello everyone, Joseph Dunphy here, and this is your weekly Grass 10 grazing management update on the Dairy Edge. Pasture-based Ireland figures for the week are: the average farm cover is 867 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and grass growth rates are 17 kilos of dry matter per hectare. The cover per livestock unit is 335 kilos of dry matter per livestock unit. Dry matter percentages for the week are 15% recorded in Athenry, County Galway, 16% recorded in Oak Park, County Carlow, and 16% in Moore Park in County Cork. The predicted grass growth, rainfall, and soil temperatures for the next 7 days. Grass growth is predicted to be in the region of 20 kilos of dry matter per hectare for western counties and the high 20s for the east and the southeast for the next week. Soil temperatures are again expected to be about 1 degree above average at in around 8 degrees for the coming week. However, once again, unfortunately, the news is not good on the rainfall side, with average or above average rainfall for most parts of the country, with the north and west expected to receive about 30 millimetres of rain and between 25 to 35 millimetres of rain for parts of the south and east. After a further week of heavy rainfall, which was 300% of the long-term average in a few locations throughout the country, this has left grazing and land trafficability very difficult across the country. For farmers who have been grazing, the percentage graze from pasture-based Ireland reflects the difficult grazing conditions, with about 46% of platforms grazed. However, there is huge variation in percentage grazed, fertiliser and slurry applied, depending on your location, ground type and grazing infrastructure. As we said already, the long-term forecast is for average or above average rainfall for the coming 7 days, which will not improve the situation on many farms, especially for farms with heavier soil types. Grazing will be difficult, but getting 3 hours grazing in per day is a win, so walk the farm and identify areas to graze over the coming days. Talking with this week's featured farmer, David Dolan, who farms in Claremorris, County Mayo. David recorded an average farm cover over the bank holiday weekend of 754 kilos of dry matter per hectare, a growth rate of 17 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and he's tipping away at about 50% grazed on his farm. He's about 82% of his herd calved also. He describes grazing at the minute as a smash and grab. He's getting grass in the diet most days. It's tough going, but he's aiming for 3 hours max in the paddocks to minimise any damage. He's about 44 kilos of nitrogen per hectare, or 35 units per acre, in the form of nitrogen and slurry out on the farm, with an aim of 50 units per acre out by the end of the month. Cows are being allocated 6 to 8 kilos of grass by day when they're in the paddock, and they're also getting 5 kilos of meal in the parlour and about 4 kilos of silage at night. David had a look at the first 3 paddocks that were grazed on his farm, and they have about 650 kilos of dry matter per hectare back on them. So he's aiming for a 10th of April start for a second rotation at the minute. This means he can allocate roughly in around 1 hectare per day to get him to the 10th of April. And the readjusting of the first rotation is still the key message in this week's newsletter, as there is such variation around the country with percentage grazed. So look at the infographic in this week's newsletter to guide you on when to start your second rotation. It'll be important to keep an eye on average farm cover over the coming weeks, so continue to walk your farm and enter covers on pasture-based Ireland. Lastly on this week's podcast, this week, the Chagas Grass 10 and Clover 150 team, along with the Chagas Grassland Researchers and the Chagas Advisory team, launched a series of spring clover walks for early April. This week's featured farmer, David Dolan, will host one of our walks, with 12 events in total around the country, starting on the clover study in Chagas Moor Park on the 3rd of April at 11 a.m. The main focus of these walks will be firstly to discuss current mat grazing and fertiliser application in light of what has been a very difficult spring so far, along with the establishment and management of white clover and fertiliser application strategies to maintain clover and pasture production. So have a look at the flyer in this week's Grass 10 newsletter and keep an eye out for an event near you in early April. If you would like to hear more from the Grass 10 team, subscribe to the weekly Grass 10 newsletter, which is available on the Grass 10 page on the Chagas public website. And the link to the newsletter is also available in the description of this podcast. This has been your Grass 10 update, and I'll talk to you all next week.